Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I want to tell you another story about a gal who, I'm going to call her Janet, but she was very, very vulnerable, young mom, single mom. She actually called DCFS requesting help. And that, you don't do that. People don't call DCFS for help. And so she called them because in one day she was evicted from her apartment and she found out she had been diagnosed with leukemia. Mm-hmm. And she was absolutely desperate, had nowhere to go. DCFS, through their relationship with us, called us and said, "This is a woman, her kids do not belong in foster care. Can you help her?" And so we've been able to wrap a support team around her. But I want to brag on my husband a little bit because we personally have just really fallen in love with this gal as well. And the other day we took her out to lunch and he was able to tell her, he looked at her and he just said, "Janet, I need you to know that you are a rock star. Mm-hmm. You're a rock star of a mom. You're doing great things, but you got to take care of yourself," because she was avoiding treatments because she was trying to help her kids. And so he's telling her, he's working with her to get a budget so that she can know how much she can work, but then so she still has time to go to her cancer treatments. And he's supporting her. And she looked at him and she said, "Clint, if I don't work enough, if I don't work more hours, I'm going to not be able to feed my kids, and I cannot lose my kids. I don't know what I would do without my kids." And he just looked at her and he said, "Janet, on my watch, you will not go homeless. You're not going to lose your kids." And that was just such a powerful thing for me to watch, because I'm sure she's never had a godly man tell her that she's worth it and that she's valuable and that she's a rock star. And for him to say that to her, I mean, that is just what the body of Christ is here for. And we need to be doing that for these men and women who are hurting. And it's messy and it's not easy. And it's often, you know, we can get frustrated and we can get burnt out. But we still need to step in and let our lives be poured out like a liquid offering for him.
Well, you know, when you get tired, you just go back, you put your oxygen mask on again.
Yeah.
I see you do that. And Jamie, when I think of you being a young mom face down on the carpet going, "Why did this adoption fall through?" And I look how you rose up from that place and did the next thing. And the capacity of your heart now to carry the burden of these precious souls. I mean, your capacity and ability, even, I think God has increased your ability not only to parent six, pretty soon seven kids, but to run a national ministry and to make physical, practical space in your life to do something like what you just talked about. Only God could do that. And I just think that is the multiplication that God does when we give him access to our story and our soul and we do the next thing. I mean, don't you just marvel when you think about it?
Oh, I absolutely do. And I agree. I mean, I think there's definitely times, and we've talked a lot about this, Susie, where I get out of balance and I have to, you say it's like the rumble strips on the side of the road, and I feel those rumble strips, and Clint reminds me of those rumble strips, and I have to come back on. But he has given me space, and we've had to say no to a lot of things, and there's a lot we don't do, but he has given us such clarity of vision to know what we're supposed to be doing, and we can just focus on that.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.